In eastern southern Africa, 4.2 million people living with the HIV virus, the virus that leads to AIDS, are on treatment. UNAIDS says to meet the target of treating 15 million people, 3.4 million more need to be provided with the life-saving antiretroviral drugs. South Africa alone has over 5.5 million people infected with HIV. Dr. Sheila Tlau, UNAIDS Regional Director for Eastern Southern Africa, blames a lack of political will and commitment in the country's previous administration for the large number of HIV-positive people.
The new government under President Zuma is very politically committed and all that, and we're seeing massive scale-ups that we've never witnessed in any other country. So it would really be great to see in 2013, 2015, where the country will be, but I can tell you that there will be massive reductions in new infections, in infant mortality and maternal mortality. We're working with them on that as UNAIDS.
Dr. Tlau says the region as a whole has made progress in reducing the number of people who are infected with HIV.
Between 1997 up to now, they've had a 25-26% reduction in new infections. However, we're also having new infections in a lot of countries. So we have to now focus on making sure that we scale up voluntary medical male circumcision, behavior change, and all those to ensure that we reduce those infections.
One area which needs particular attention is the prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV. Dr. Tlau again.
Our services to prevent mother-to-child transmission, the coverage was actually more than 77% for those countries. But for any one country to succeed, you need coverage of at least 90% in order to really reduce new infections among children, so that our drive is really to then work with the countries to scale up that coverage and ensure that the babies live. And we know it can be done. Botswana did it. We brought down mother-to-child transmission from like 40% to 4% in less than 4 years.
Eastern Southern Africa is a key focus area if the goal of 15 million people on HIV treatment is to be reached. With more people on treatment, the rate of new infections is expected to drop. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.